USA News, I'm John Schaefer. America has a new billionaire today. There's one lucky Mega Millions ticket in Florida worth $1.58 billion. A ticket matched all the winning numbers in last night's drawing for the first time since April. Hunter Biden and his business associates received millions of dollars in payments from foreign entities while Joe Biden was vice president. That's according to the House Oversight Committee, which released a memo today along with bank records showing the payments. Biden has denied having any involvement in his son's business deals. Republican presidential hopeful Chris Christie is challenging Donald Trump to show up for the presidential debates.
If he's so proud of his record, and he was such a great president, I would think you'd want to be there to make that case.
While speaking to reporters in New Hampshire today, Christie said it would be disrespectful to voters if former President Trump skipped the first GOP debate. Trump has suggested he's unlikely to participate. Dozens of homes and businesses have been destroyed after a massive wildfire broke out in an historic Hawaiian town. People were forced to jump into the water in Lahaina on Maui to avoid the fast-moving flames. Today marks the 78th anniversary of the U.S. dropping the bomb on Nagasaki.
It was the second of two nuclear bombs dropped on Japan at the end of World War II. Japan would unconditionally surrender less than a week later. Today's ceremony was scaled back as heavy rains from a tropical storm were in the region. Jacob Beezer on ITN back in 1985 is the only man to fly on both of the Hiroshima and Nagasaki missions.
On the way home from Hiroshima, I hoped that, you know, we wouldn't have to do it too often. And on the way home from Nagasaki, I was convinced in my own mind that I hope we never have to do it again. But if there had been two more, I'd have gone two more times. It was my job.
It will never be known how many died in the blast. I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn for Revive Health. Revive is an inexpensive alternative or supplement to traditional health care. It's perfect for independent contractors, gig workers, and small business owners. What you need is flexibility, portability, affordability, and ease of access. You also need convenient care that you can get anywhere. That's what Revive is. Affordable, flexible, portable, fast, simple, health care anywhere. Revive treats you like you are the CEO of your own Fortune 500 company. Usually, you can only get access to a product like this.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors, it helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
The judge overseeing former President Trump's 2020 election interference case has scheduled a hearing for Friday in Washington, D.C. It's likely to determine what rules should be imposed for the handling of evidence. Trump's lawyer's request to delay the hearing until next week was denied. Friday's proceeding is set to begin at 10 a.m. Eastern, and Trump is not required to attend. Former NFL receiver Henry Ruggs is being sentenced to 3 to 10 years in prison for a deadly DUI crash in Las Vegas. The accident happened in 2021 and ended in the death of Tina Tinter and her dog. Ruggs slammed his Corvette into the back of Tinter's car, causing it to burst into flames. The former Las Vegas Raider reached a plea deal in May, agreeing to plead guilty to one felony count of DUI resulting in death. New York City is on shark watch as agencies launch daily drones to monitor all the beaches.
It comes just days after a shark attack at Rockaway Beach, the first one New York City has seen in decades.
We've never had such an incident happen to us here in the Rockaways.
Parks Department Deputy Commissioner Iris Rodriguez-Rosa says units will be looking for sharks and anything they might follow.
When you talk about the schools of fishes, yes, usually the sharks may follow that, so we will carefully look at that very closely to make sure we monitor. Our lifeguards will be looking at it carefully with the binoculars.
The FDNY and NYPD says they'll fly drones over all New York City beaches from 9 a.m. until dusk every day until the end of the summer. I'm Natalie Migliori, New York.
I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit NoTimeToWait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.